Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the big show.
He could go all the way.
Oh, America, are you serious? It is showtime, baby. Here we go.
Treat in the building. It's the mayor, GQ Palace Sports. After further review is in the house. What up? What up? What up? I'm gonna be riding out solo tonight because T is a little bit under the weather, so I'm gonna shout TC. I hope you get better quicker. You know what I'm saying? And all of that. So yeah. So she's not here to even talk about her Eagles. So you see what happened? Says she's gonna be under the weather and the Eagles. You know. But it is what it is. But anyway, yo, tonight I just want to talk a little bit about, man, some leaders, man. You know what I mean? Because, you know, it's the debate is supposed to be rocking out in a little while. And, you know, we get ready to elect a leader of the free world, so-called free. That's like they like to tell us. But, yeah, we just lost a couple of leaders, man. But before we get into that, I want to say rest in peace to Alex Karras, man. He was a football player. He played for the Detroit Lions. You probably remember him more as Mr. Papadopoulos or Webster and all that. So Alex Karras, yeah, he passed away early in the week. But, yeah, we lost two other leaders, man, not in the sense that they passed away or nothing like that. But I just wanted to speak a little bit about Derek Jeter and Ray Lewis. Derek Jeter broke his ankle in the playoff game of the night, and he's done for the rest of the year. And I just think that, you know, as a baseball fan, as a Yankee fan first, this is crusher because we don't have nobody to fall back on. Even though we got the highest paid player in baseball, we don't have nobody to fall back on. Alex Rodriguez is a fraud, but we won't go there. But it this about my man Derek Jeter. And just like the playoffs now is going on, it's not really even really interesting now because he's not a part of it, you know what I mean? And you don't have that next person that you could say that's going to take the reins from him and be that next leader or whatever. But again, you know, talk about Ray Lewis as well from the Baltimore Ravens, man, tore his bicep on Sunday. And that's like a real, real crushing loss for the Ravens and all of football, you know, because Ray Lewis is the ultimate when it comes to being a leader and a motivator and a winner, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, hope those, you know, both of those guys can really, you know, do this, start their rehab now for next season, get ready, you know what I mean? I know Ray Lewis still going to be on the sideline. You know, his leg is not broke, you know what I mean? So he's going to be, you know, exhorting his troops on because they got, you know, they got a mission to complete, you know what I mean? But with Derek Jeter, that's just like a real, real loss. And I think that, you know, as a Yankee fan, again, you know, I just have a lot of memories of him, you know, doing a lot of stuff and in the field, on the field, you know, off the field, and was never a person that was, you know, on the police blotter or, you know, hearing doing, you know, something crazy. You know, he was in a little jam with George Steinbrenner, God bless the dead, when, you know, he first came up, you know, because he was dealing with Mariah Carey and, you know, Jeter was hanging out at night. And you can't be mad at him. He's young and he was doing his thing, you know, and George Steinbrenner didn't like that. You know, and then they turned around and made a little commercial about it. I think it was a Visa commercial. And they was doing the conga line or whatever. But, yeah, Derek Jeter, man, he's like, you know, the heart and soul of that squad right there. And we don't even have him. He's not like a big home run hitter, nothing like that. But he plays the game like it's supposed to be played. And, you know, baseball is less, you know, without him, you know. And the Yankees are going in game 3 tonight. And I don't know what to say, man. It's like the season might be over, but I'm a Yankee fan, so I'm going to ride with him till it's over with. But if only A-Rod would show up, you know, and he's really, really, you know, not really played up to his abilities and really, to me, not earned the contract, but that's just me. You know, he got a ring off of Derek Jeter's back, you know what I'm saying? So he'll tell me about all the MVPs and all the numbers, but as soon as they start talking about them steroids and stuff, you know, his numbers start to fall off. But again, that's neither here nor there. I wasn't there when he did it or allegedly did it or whatever. I just know what I see or don't see when Alex Rodriguez is on the field for the Yankees. Basically that, the leaders, you know, are people who lead by example, you know, and they don't have to be the best player on the team. They can just be somebody that you know that is going to show up, you know, day in and day out. I wanted to talk about the BCS, too. That's college football. You got Alabama, number one in the nation. They deserve that. They earned that. And now you got Florida, number two. They kind of like came up. They're undefeated. They came up in the game and passed Oregon, who was number three in the nation. And, like, Oregon fans are upset, and everybody's upset and screaming mad. Why did Florida leapfrog over Oregon? And I'm like, looking at it from this perspective, Oregon doesn't have nothing to worry about. Oregon is in the perfect position right now. They're number three in the nation, right? All they got to do is handle their business and keep winning. Alabama and Florida are going to cancel each other out. Why are they going to cancel each other out? Because they're in the same conference. They're going to end up playing each other in the conference championship game. If things go status quo, let them be 1-2. Let Alabama be 1, let Florida be 2. As long as Oregon handles their business, right? Then when they play in the SEC championship game in Atlanta, either Alabama or Florida is going to lose. And then Oregon will slide right into the number two spot. So if I'm an Oregon fan right now, I'm golden. I got the spot right now. And that's just a problem with, you know, how they got this BCS situated where, you know, the top five of the top ten teams in the nation are from the same conference. But that just speaks to how good that conference is. And I'm not mad at that. But, you know, they set them up for failure because you got the top two teams in the nation in the same conference, and they're going to cancel each other out when they play in their conference championship game. So just saying, Oregon fans, just cool out, relax. You know, all you do is handle your business, and please do not lose, because if you lose one game, it's over for you, because they're waiting for you to lose one game. It's going to be a wrap. So if I'm just saying, as a Miami fan, and I don't even want to talk about that, we're past news. You know, we old news or whatever. You just handle your business out west and let Alabama and Florida, you know, do what they do, and they'll meet each other, and they'll cancel each other out, and there you go. Wanted to talk a little bit about what happened in the NFL yesterday. Peyton Manning, shout out to Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos. They came back and put it on the Chargers. Can't believe it, but hey, he's doing his numbers. And I would be remiss if I didn't talk about the Giants and what they did to the 49ers. They just kind of like went in. There's an expression that they say, ate their food, they ate their food and spit it back up in their face. That's what the Giants did to the 49ers. I didn't think that the Giants would run all over the 49ers like they did, but I mean, I don't know how to explain that. You know, the 49ers are my Super Bowl pick, and they've had two real bad hiccups this season, one on the road against the Vikings and one at home against the Giants. Now, I don't know what to say about Alex Smith. I think he's regressing. You know, I liked him from last year. He did his numbers, and I thought he would, you know, try to, you know, pick them up from last year and take a step further. But, you know, Eli Manning made them look real, real, you know, crazy out there. You know, Alex Smith's numbers wasn't that bad, but he threw three interceptions. You know, Eli Manning's numbers wasn't that good, but he did his numbers and didn't throw any interceptions. You know, so I just think that the 49ers really got it handed to them at home. They, you know, had no excuses, you know, but, you know, that's one to grow on. And the Giants, to talk about the Giants and their schedule is tough and it's getting tough, but they're handling their business. So you got to give it up to them. They're doing what they got to do. It's just, you know, as Giants fans, y'all out there, my man Jerome and Lil Nick in the building, they Giants fans and all that. Just hope that they don't, you know, give it up against RG3, but we'll get into that later on. Shout out to all them fellas out there and all the ladies out there that's rocking a pink for Breast Cancer Awareness Month and all that. You know what I mean? GQ Power Sports definitely respects and supports that. You know what I mean? Shout out to Kango and Mama Luke Foundation for doing their thing. I think Dougie's doing something tomorrow where they got the hip hop heads up there. It's going to be, you know, busting the tables up there. So, you know, get up there to Dougie's and make it happen and support Mama Luke and Kango and what they're doing for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We definitely down with that. But, yeah, back to this football thing, man. I didn't hear anybody talk about Andrew Luck. None. All I heard the talk was about Russell Wilson and RG3. RG3, is he the truth? I don't know. I think they still to be determined. You know what I mean? He's, you know, he doesn't have a, you know, real sample size to work from. He's not really that big of a size to work from. He's played a few games, and, you know, he did his numbers. You know what I mean? And let him get it. You know, get the year under his belt. You know what I mean? See if you get the Redskins in the playoffs. That's the thing. You know what I mean? Get the Redskins in the playoffs. You know, nudge your way up there and make some noise and make a name for yourself. Definitely, he's kind of like having the type of season that Cam had last year, where Cam was putting up the big numbers, everybody was waiting for him to fall off, and he, you know, did what he had to do and represented as a rookie. And I think that RG3 is just showing that it can be done, you know, and he's doing it, and he's proven all the naysayers wrong so far. Big game yesterday against the Vikings, and he just left my man in the dust and was turning back at him at the 20-yard line, looking back at him to see if he was still there. That was real kind of embarrassing to me. Yeah, he should have just gave it up because he wasn't catching that dude. But shout out to RG3, man. Shout out to the Redskins because they're doing their numbers. Again, and Russell Wilson. You know, they put the kibosh on the Patriots and whatnot, man. Russell Wilson, he's, you know, they try to bury him about his size. You know, he's not the typical size for a quarterback. He's like 5'10", you know what I mean? But he still does his numbers because he played up in Wisconsin. And, you know, he did his thing. So he's proving his worth as a quarterback, and he's doing his thing. And they beat the Patriots and Tom Brady. And Richard Sherman didn't let Tom Brady forget about it because they had a little beef as the game was ending. And he just kind of, like, told Tom Brady, you know, they was garbage. You know, they came out there and they didn't show up. So I don't know if Tom Brady's going to, you know, suck that up. But you got to watch out for the Seahawks. Seahawks are on the come up. They are no joke. Russell Wilson is, you know, going to do his thing. Marshawn Lynch, they got the receiving core. The defense is serious, you know, as evidenced by their win over the Patriots. So, and Thursday night, the 49ers play the Seahawks. So, there you go, setting it up right there to get to Thursday night ready. Get your mouth ready for some football. The Jets, did they show up? Did they really show up? That's the only thing I'm gonna say about that. You know, did the Jets really show up? You know, because they look good against the Bills and the Colts. You know what I mean? So they played the Patriots on Sunday. So a lot of questions are gonna be answered this week. You know, 35-9. Andrew Luck didn't show up. You know what I mean? And you know, I don't know if he feels some kind of way about that. You know, the rookie quarterbacks, he got all the publicity in the offseason. He's not really getting that much shine when the season is on, when the lights are on for real. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. I just think that's kind of a good thing that Russell Wilson and RG3 are really living up to the billing, you know, and they're really, really progressing. And shout out to their teams. And, you know, hopefully they can, you know, keep it going. But, you know, I would be remiss if I left out the Philadelphia Eagles. You know, whoever them Eagles fans are that usually be calling up and blowing up the horn right now. Let me get you the numbers. 646-200-3838 is the number. You got the mayor in the building. I can hold it down. I see the listeners is in the building. You know, press 1. Make it happen for yourself. Jump on the line and let's get this conversation popping. Shout out to my man Bruce, who was at the 49ers Giants game. And he's a diehard 49ers fan, and he's been really, really, really quiet lately. I just want to let you know that, you know, we care, man. If nobody else cares, we care, man. It's all right, Bruce. It's going to be all right. I had the 49ers, so don't feel bad. Yankee game is getting ready to pop off. Yankees in Detroit. Actually, it's popped off already. Look at this. And I just turn around and look at this base hit. I don't even want to look at this, man. Yankees game is popping off. Leagues Championship Series, Detroit, 2-0 over the Yankees. I know it's not looking good for the Yankees, but I believe in my team, man. Let's at least win a couple of games and make a series out of it. I don't want to get swept. That's the bottom line. You don't want to get swept. The other series, National League Championship Series, the Giants and Cardinals tied at a game apiece. Giants put it on the Cardinals last night, 7-1, to even that series up at a game. Come get in the game right here, man. GQ Power Sports. Got the mayor in the building, 646-200-3838. On the air, listening to the vibe. You want to hear yourself on the air, just get sports conversation going. Press that 1, man, and let's get it popping, man. Act like you know what I'm saying? I want to get on the hockey, man. I'm a hockey dude, so I'm going to talk about it. I got to give it a little light. They said they're going to have a little talk. They want to do a 50-50 revenue split. I don't care what they do, man. Just to drop the puck and get it popping. What's up with the Knicks? I was looking at the little practice that they had on NBA TV or whatever. Mike Woodson was, you know, giving Amari Stoudemire the business. I just kind of think that it's going to be a real, real, real telling season this year. It's not going to be 66 games. It's going to be a full 82-game season. You know, everybody's going to start off from day one. Everybody got full training camps, you know what I mean? Don't worry about that lockout business. You know, everybody switched up where they switched up. And let's just, you know, put the ball in the air and make it happen. I'm going to be on the Knicks this season because I think that, you know, with a full training camp and everybody getting used to each other and, you know, the guys that we got may be a little bit older, but, you know what I mean, that gives them experience. They don't have to play 40 minutes a night. You know, 20 minutes a night, they'll be good. I was watching them yesterday, and I'm liking how things are progressing. You know, Carmelo's not looking like he wants to take over and be who he's going to be. You know, he wants to be a teammate first, and that's cool. You got to support that. You know what I mean? And I really want to see if Amari learned anything from Hakeem Olajuwon. He was out there working with him down in Houston. And see if he learned anything, and see if we can get this thing popping, man. You know, Jason Kidd, I'm rooting for you, my dude. I'm rooting for everybody. You know what I mean? Just have a good season. We got Mike on the line. So Mike, what's good? Welcome to the Bigger Show, my dude.
What's going on?
Oh yeah. I knew you had to be first, right? Yeah. It's going down.
You know about my Giants?
Yes. Go ahead, represent that.
Tell you about my Giants.
Go ahead, represent
y'all.
Y'all
keep sleeping on my Giants, and they do it every time.
Hey, but let me ask you a question right quick. Let me ask you a question right quick. Why they broke in Justin Tuck's car, man, and stole his iPod?
Oh man.
I'm just saying. The man can't leave his cards, and he goes to San Francisco, and gets a W on the road and come back and somebody broke into his whip and stole his iPod, man. What's going on?
They were hating on him. They were hating on him real bad. They were hating.
You think
on
it was
him
a Giants
so
fan?
Bad. Nah, hell no. They would have gave him two more. They would have gave him two more.
They ain't broken the man's car, man. What's up with that? But yeah, go ahead, man. You know, speak your mind. You know, you've been doing your thing here lately, man. Go ahead, speak your mind. Giants once again. Y'all gave it to the 49ers, man. No question about it.
Yeah, and everybody, you know what's funny? A lot of people lost money off of that game.
I can imagine.
A lot of people lost money because they kicked out in the Giants. I don't care what nobody says. If I got a feeling they're going to lose, they might lose. But if I know they're going to win, and it was a simple fact that everybody kept saying, oh, they're not going to beat San Francisco. Even Jarvis was saying it last week, didn't he?
Right.
You know, I'm waiting for him to come. I'm like, you a true Giants fan. Now you're going to say they're going to lose.
Yeah.
I don't care. If they, I don't care what they go through. I don't. If they lose, they lose. But they're going to do their thing this year.
I mean, my only thing was, I mean, they got to where where they need to be right now. You know what I'm saying? They're where they need to be right now. 4-2, okay, I can rock out with that. But the schedule is hard body. You know what I'm saying? But they've proven their worth. They've proven that they can go and win a game on the road, a game that, you know, nobody thinks that they can win. They can go out and win it. Just let's not just let them, you know, RG3 is coming to see y'all, man, this Sunday, man.
Here we go again.
So I'm just saying, man, you don't want to. And y'all lost to them twice last year.
Okay. This year is a new year, new things.
I can dig it. I'm just saying, y'all lost to them twice last year, and RG3 is coming to see y'all, man. You know, and I'm not saying that, you know, I'm not going to pick that game till later, but, you know, it's going to be a good contest. And I just want to see if the Giants can keep the momentum going, man, because they're doing good. And you got to be proud of your team.
Real good. Now, I see your COVID, she's a little under the weather tonight.
Yeah. That seems to be going on lately. You know, last couple of weeks, you know, people, you know, they lose the game, and all of a sudden they, you know, they under the weather and all that. But it's all good, man. It happens. Shout out to TC. Hope she gets better quicker. But yeah, the Eagles, man. I don't know what to say about them, my dude. I can't explain it. I just think that Michael Vick is at, you know, turning into. This is what Donovan. They've seen this story before. Just the same thing happened with Donovan McNabb. All of a sudden, his skills went out the window. All of a sudden. What happened?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So then Michael Vick comes in again, and then they gave away that they let Kevin Cobb go to Arizona, and then he's scared to press the gas to the other kid that they got, the Kafka dude that's backing up Michael Vick right now. So I don't know what to say about the Eagles, man. They just
I don't got no faith in the Eagles, first of all. Like I said, they got wings. They might as well fly out of here. You understand? I don't got no interest in the Eagles. To be truthful, my main thing is all New York, like I always say. Now, everybody doubted, man. He was doing his thing. You understand? The bad part, because when they was up with 3-0, everybody thought that, you know, the Giants, though, this is where it all starts at. They're going to pull past the Giants, and you know what I'm saying? But they had a big surprise for them.
I mean, they never let the 49ers in the game, man. Everything, you know, Victor Cruz was killing their secondary. You know, Eli Manning was chewing them up, man. Then, you know, and Bradshaw was running like a, you know, like a crazy man. You know what I'm saying? And so you never got to see what the 49ers had. And then Alex Smith, his game is going backwards. You know, I thought when he hit that, you know, when he hit that long pass play to Randy Moss, you know what I mean, that was going to start something for them. But then he just threw an interception. The ball got tipped, another interception. So, I mean, you know, you got to give it up to the Giants. Corey Webster had two interceptions. You know what I mean? And you know, the secondary just was on point, and they just made the 49ers look bad. That's all you can say about it. You got to respect the Giants right now. You know,
exactly.
You got to respect the Giants, but I just think that, you know, if they can make it through this tough schedule, they got a tough schedule coming up, man. Giants, Steelers.
Yeah, but in the book by its cover. You know,
yeah,
sometimes you got to read inside of it.
Yeah, you know, they
you
might catch
I mean?
The Steelers at the right time. They got the Steelers next week.
They gonna catch the Steelers. I'm waiting for who was it, Kia? I'm waiting for her to come on, too.
Yeah, yeah. You know, people being suspiciously quiet. No, but it's all to the good, though. GQ Power Sports, though. You got the mayor, my man Mike, holding it down with me right now. 646-200-3838 is the number. Press 1 to get in on the conversation. So, Mike, so what was the most impressive thing to you about what the Giants did on Sunday?
Well, the most impressive thing?
Most impressive
to me? Winning.
Winning, okay.
I'm keeping real with you, winning.
That's about as simple as you can get it. They winning, that was impressive enough. But
people, you know what? So many people were just doubting them.
Right.
I mean, so many people just kept doubting them. Everywhere you went, let's talk about the game.
Right.
Even when I was in Long Island, and I seen a friend of mine, he was like, yeah, you know, Giants ain't going to win that game. They ain't going to win that game. I'm like, all right, keep doubting them. I was like, watch. I bet he, when he seen that game, he had a big disappointment. He had a real bad disappointment.
What do you think about Tom Coughlin as a coach? If the Giants, you know, you hear no more talk about them
coach.
Trying to get rid of him now, right?
He got his spot sewn up, right? They can't do that. Because he's actually doing what he's supposed to do. You understand?
And he won more games than Bill Parcells, so.
So why they want to get rid of him? They get rid of him, that'd be the worst thing they did.
You know, it happens every year with the Giants. The Giants go into a little loser streak, and they get ready to get rid of Tom Coughlin. But he ain't going nowhere yet. But shout out to Tom Coughlin for passing on Bill Parcells on the all-time Giants win list and all that. But, yeah, man, so, Eli Manning is an elite quarterback, and he's doing his numbers. And
yeah,
the running game is going crazy, and the defensive line is doing their numbers. So, I mean, it's just for them to keep it going on, and to stay consistent with it. That's all. And the Giants will be exactly where they need to be at.
They
lost 2 division games, so they got to step their division thing up. They can't lose against the Redskins. The Redskins this week.
But see, everybody was saying Eli Manning was doing all that when they played. Who was it? Who they played before they just played the 49ers?
Before they played the 49ers?
Yeah, the last game. Who they played before the last Sunday? Who the Giants played last week?
Giants played Cleveland.
All right, yeah, Cleveland. We're all the rookies, so they figured that there's so many rookies on Cleveland, that's what got him over. Because Cleveland had quite a few rookies playing.
They got a rookie quarterback. They got a rookie running back, yeah.
Yeah, the rookie, what's his name, caught the ball and then tried to pass it. I said, what the hell is he doing?
those are the type of games that the Giants play down to the competition, because they was losing 14-0. You know what I mean? In the first quarter of that game, and then they woke up. You know what I mean? So those that's what we talk about, where you got to stay consistent and win the games that you're supposed to win. You know, and the Giants can do some good things if they just they get through this rough patch, because it's definitely going to get a lot worse before it gets any better.
Exactly.
You know, so like I said, I'm still on it. If they win 10 games, it's going to be a miracle. They're 4-2 right now. You know what I'm saying? So they almost halfway there. If they win 10 games, it'll be a miracle. You know? I slept on them, and they just had a good, they have a consistent good season. They won the Super Bowl. They won 2 out of the last 4 Super Bowls. So you can't take that away from them either. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Now I'm just waiting for my Knicks.
Yeah. The Knicks. I just hope that this could be something special this year. I'm trying to believe, my dude. I'm just saying that they Rasheed Wallace and Marcus Camby and Jason Kidd. I'm like, come on, man. You know what I mean? But they're not gonna be playing 40 minutes, like I said earlier. They give them their 20-25 minutes, let them contribute like that, and then the experience is gonna help. You know what I mean? But I'm just hoping that, Carmelo and especially Amare, can do what they need to do. And J.R. Smith, play like he got his head on straight, might be all right.
Mm-hmm.
Might be all right, Because, I'm not really, really, really looking at nobody even in our division or saying like, wow, they're going to just monsterize everybody. You know what I'm saying? I'm not seeing that. The Heat, they're the class of the East. You got to give it to them. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
They're the defending champs. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
But, after that, it's a big fall off. Who you got? You know what I mean? Because before people was talking about Atlanta was supposed to be that lick. You know what I mean? And they got rid of Joe Johnson. So I mean, you know, the East could be had. But yeah. My, you know, Miami is running things right now.
Oh, okay.
What's good? We got Erica on the line with Erica. What's up? Welcome to the Bigger Show. What's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing?
I'm good.
It's good.
So what
you
got?
Forever hold your peace. Well, you're the Colts, right? You like
yeah,
the Colts, right?
I'm,
yeah, could you speak for your Colts? First of all, introduce yourself. Tell them who you are. Welcome to the Bigger Show, GQ Power Sports and all that.
My name's Erica. I'm on Twitter, better known as Super Sports Girl. I contribute to a few sports blogs. I help with Black Sports Online every once in a while. So I'm a long-time Colts fan, about 10 years now, Colts fan. When I was growing up, I used to be a Rams fan, but they fired Dick Vermeil and I left him alone, so I'm a Colts fan.
No doubt. Can you explain what happened to your team Sunday?
Oh, man. You know, I think Rex missed a snack.
Hold that thought for 1 second. We got a caller on the line. Kia, what's going on? How you doing? Welcome to the Bigger Show. What's up?
Hi.
You're missing the action for a minute there, but what's going on?
Nothing.
Now the Steelers is having problems.
Yeah,
nothing going on, huh?
I want to get to Kia, but I want to hear what Erica was going to say about my Giants.
Yeah, go ahead, Erica. We got Erica, Super Sports Girl on the line. Go ahead, finish your thought.
No, I was just saying, man, the Jets, I don't know, they came and they had their way with us. They kind of took us behind the woodshed. Really, just, you know, I think the disruption of Hag being sick, being out, and we got a rookie quarterback, and that's what he's relying on, you know, and just all of a sudden he's not there. He won't be there for a while. And I think that is going to be a big change, and it may, you know, kind of hold back his development as a quarterback. Just because that's just something for a rookie quarterback to deal with. I can't even begin to, you know, relate to what he have to go through. Just, hey, I'm starting with this person, and then all of a sudden he's gone. And, you know, Bruce Arians, he has a little, he seems a little passive in the coaching, which he was just thrust into anyway. So it's going to be a big adjustment for us anyway. I don't think anything can be as bad as what we had to endure last year.
Right,
and we have the luck that we got the promise of being. So it's going to be hard, but at least we have a future.
I mean, you know what? I think that Andrew Luck could be, you know, is the best thing that could have happened to the Colts, because it's not a situation where it's like, remember when Peyton first started out, you know what I mean? It's not going to be like that with Andrew Luck. You're going to have your growing pains, of course. But you're going to win a lot. You're going to win quicker. You know what I mean? And I think that's one of the reasons why Reggie Wayne stayed. Because I don't think he would have really stayed if, you know, he thought it was going to be like, you know, 1-15, 2-14. You know, he saw promise in Andrew Luck. Andrew Luck is a hard worker. And I think that, you know, the Colts got better days ahead of them. You know, they got to go through their growing pains.
We definitely do. We got
injuries
with defense. You know, it's like our whole defense is bad right now. Everybody's hurt. Everybody's in the training room on Monday and Tuesday. So I think once we can get a complete team, then we can make some noise. But until then, it's going to be hard.
No doubt. Key, you still rocking with us?
I'm still rocking with y'all.
All right, so you know I got to get your explanation on your Pittsburgh Steelers here. What's the deal? What's happening?
Let me tell you something. I tell them. right now. He's a suspect on my list. There's no way we're playing like this. They playing like, you know, we don't even own that AFC North.
I don't know how to explain it, really, to tell you the truth. Wow.
Monday.
All your road games, man.
They suck. Some of be losing games like this. Three points. You got to watch the other team kick a field goal to beat us? No way.
Yeah, and that's happened a couple of times. Hold on for 1 second, Kia. We got Malcolm on the line. Malcolm, welcome to the biggest show, my dude. What's going on?
What's up, brother, man? How's it going? Good to be here.
Everything's everything, man. Introduce yourself, man.
Malcolm Andrews up there from Connecticut, by the way of Stanford, no doubt. Well, see your homie right there. CWCD is from.
No doubt. So listen, man.
Like
so who are you a fan of?
Oh, no doubt. I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan, big Yankee fan, huge New York Knicks fan.
So now we're gonna get into your Cowboys,
oh,
man.
Yeah.
What happened to your Cowboys, man? What's the deal with Tony Romo, man? And try to
Well, my problem is Garrett. It starts with the coach. How can you not have clock management? You are the worst coach in the world. At 26 seconds, they basically gave you the game. They gave you that pass interference, and never mind that onside kick, which I never thought you would get, you got. And I've been out here, nobody say Dez Bryant is nice. I'm telling you right now, the boy don't know how to make a simple catch. I'm sorry. I taught my son to catch with your hands and not with your shoulders.
That's right.
You know, trying to club against your body, you know. Catch with your hands and not your shoulders. Like, I mean, he might have rocked that game, you know, had a good time, but when the big time came up, he blew it.
And that tells you what you need to know about him. You know what I'm saying? He makes the catches or whatever, but it's time to make the catch. The game is going to be to turn the game around or to be that game clincher. You know, show up.
Exactly, fam. You said it. You said it right. No doubt.
You know, we talked about that the other day. We had a conversation like, why has he even got 88 on his back, man?
Oh, it's terrible. He don't deserve to wear an 88. That's crazy. They should give him, I don't know, like number two or something, like a punter. he don't deserve that 88, that's for sure. Because he's showing up, he ain't catching the balls, he might as well kick them.
Yeah, that's true. So what do you see as far as for the rest of the season, man? You guys are 2-3, and you got some serious situations coming up, man. I mean, the division games coming up and all that. So what's going on with your Cowboys?
Well, for one, you know, I hate to say it, as a true Cowboy fan, I almost wish they don't make the playoffs so they can herald and fire Garrett, because he's just that terrible, yo. He can design a play, he just don't know when to call him. He's terrible, man. How do you not have clock management? You work on this every time in practice, at the end of your practice. How do you not work on your clock management? That was ridiculous, man.
Mm.
I'm sorry, he put his kicker in a bad situation to me. How about running the ball to the middle of the field and spotting it there instead of making him kick it from the hash? You know, he's not thinking as a coach. He's terrible. But like I said, Romo gonna make his mistakes. But like I said, everybody makes their mistakes. Did anybody see Peyton Manning make that mistake on Monday night?
Yeah.
Like I said, sometimes that's another problem with Dez Bryant. Dez Bryant not a route runner. He's terrible.
Mm.
When he tries to run a route, he don't know his hot route. Whenever it's a blitz coming, he's supposed to cut his route off. No, he runs straight downfield, not looking. And Romo throws it to a spot. Next you know, it's a pick six the other way. And everybody wants to blame Romo.
That's the explanation for the Bears game, right?
Yes, the Bears game. He did it also against Tampa Bay.
It's Tampa Bay. I wasn't going to say nothing, but, you know, we lost that game. So I can't say I can't even talk about my team right now. But we got a Pittsburgh. We got a disgruntled Pittsburgh Steelers fan on the line with us. Kia, are you still with us?
Yes, I am, and I am disgruntled.
Got a disgruntled Steelers fan on the line.
Yeah, that's what it is. Because the Giants is going to murder them.
Oh,
yeah,
you
got
the now.
Hey. It kind of looks like that right now because the Steelers not
the
making
Giants
no noise right
it.
Now.
Giants,
I don't understand.
The Giants again?
That's the noise we're going to make. When we come up to – and believe me, when I get up there at 6, 7 o'clock, we tailgate, they better be on there. They better be ready.
Oh, Lord.
And the shots is being fired early, man.
You know what?
The
wow.
shots is being
you know
fired
what?
Early. The Pittsburgh Steelers is coming up to MetLife and make it happen.
Something. They ain't
going to
make nothing happen.
as a Cowboy fan, I hope Pittsburgh do it. But like I said, I don't see it happening.
Two of them on the air now talking about the Giants.
Oh. Oh. Oh, the Giants are doing their job. Listen. You get no problem with me. Giants are doing their job. They're doing a great job right now. To me, they look like the best team in football as of now. But like I said, as a Cowboy fan, I hope they lose, but I don't think it'll happen.
I want to lose. But we look at that game in Jefferson right away. And well, Now, rap artists fans can't say nothing about our defense. They're wounded, too.
My thing is, I don't know what's going on with your boy Chris Rainey. I thought he was, you know what I mean, the last couple of games. He's not been doing his numbers, man. I think that the running game kind of, you know, did a little bit more work, that y'all would be all right because y'all not losing these games. Y'all not getting blown out. You know what I mean?
You know what?
And their defense, Ike Taylor, I don't know what. I don't know what y'all excuse is for keeping that dude, but Ike Taylor stinks, yo. I'm not going to use
he's
no sick. Other words. I'm going to say he stinks.
He's
Ike Taylor is garbage.
He's another
Terrence Newman.
He's
another
Terrence Newman.
Yo, I'm going to talk about my Tampa Bay dude. He's another Akeem Talib. How about that? I can't stand that dude, but he's on my team, though, so I got to deal with him.
Yeah, he's getting his handed to him, too. But
yeah,
back
man.
To the Pittsburgh fans. Back to baby girl, the Pittsburgh fan. Listen.
Yeah.
The problem is your defense is old and your coach is old. To me, right now, nobody going by that zone blitz no more. Everybody's seen it. And the younger dudes that are stepping in can't do it. Dick LeBeau
got to
go.
What you go there for?
What you
go there for, man?
Dick LeBeau got to go, man. It's passing by.
Go ahead, Kia.
Go ahead, Kia.
You got the floor.
Now, let me tell you something. They will fix this problem. They're getting tired of being embarrassed on the road. They will fix this problem. I got that much confidence in my team, and I'm passionate about my team. They will fix this problem.
Alrighty then.
Yep. I hope so. I hope so. I don't think so. Hey, I hope you do it this Sunday. If no other time, I hope you do it this Sunday.
You tell me that in December, but right now I'm telling you we're going to tweak the problem. And in December you can say, kid, I told you something fine, but right now we're going to tweak the problem.
I don't know, kid. It's not looking too promising right now, man. I just want to keep it real with you. It's not.
That's why I don't
y'all got Cincinnati on Sunday night, right? So, yeah. I mean, that'll be a step in the right direction. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, don't sleep on Cincinnati. They playing ball, too.
That's that day. They go to the A's. That's what I'm saying. If you're stepping in the right direction, if you can pull this, if you can win this game, it's on the you going to Cincinnati. So if you can win this game on the road, it'll be a step in the right direction. That's all I'm gonna say to that.
They're gonna tweak it, but if I was the type of fan to worry about what other fans say about my team, then I'm not a diehard fan. I ain't mad at you.
Hey, can't be mad at that. Support your team to the fullest. I'm not mad, but it's just strange to see. You know what I mean? The Steelers, you know where they at right now, but you know a lot of things contributed to that. So, you know, go ahead.
It's about 14 teams, 14 or 13 teams at 3 losses? We all right.
Okay. So, I'm just saying, so y'all got, wow, y'all got Cincinnati, then you got RG3. Wow. But,
and RG3 putting it down right now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Then you got the Giants.
Did they win Sunday?
Huh?
Did they win Sunday?
Did who win Sunday?
Yeah, they won. Yeah, they won.
Right. Yeah, the Redskins won.
Okay.
Yeah.
You didn't see that 70-something yard run? RG3 had. He left the dude in the dust, like at the 40-yard line. He was looking back at him.
Dude,
you know what I mean?
Was
that was embarrassing right there. He was looking back
was
at him like.
Sick.
You know what
it
I mean?
Sick.
That's crazy.
Boys are true. Boys are true. So the Giants fans can be doing all the talking, but he's the one the quietest. What's up with that?
I'm
listening to y'all. Because you know what? I don't talk.
I'm still waiting for that Colts fan to explain what happened to the Jets yesterday.
I sit back and I wait because I know the Giants going to do what they're going to do. Like I said, Eli Manning, everybody's sleeping on him, but he's going to take it to another level. He's going to steal Pittsburgh hard. Just like everybody doubted them with the 49ers. Oh, the Giants ain't going to do this.
Yeah, y'all put the Giants took it to the 49ers. That was impressive right there.
The 49ers didn't even show up, man. The Giants did what they know. Alex, like I said earlier, Alex Smith is regressing. He did his thing. He's regressing. Regressing, going backwards.
I heard you.
Yes,
it was
yes.
never a progress to regress.
No. Last year he did his numbers, man. Last year Alex Smith came out the woodworks.
Alex Smith's job as a quarterback is to manage the game. That's it. He got the quickest release in football. Hand it to Frank Gore. That's the quickest release in football. That's his job. Hand it to Frank Gore. That's his job.
And it's the what?
They throw a first down. They throw the first down to
I think that his job is like you said, to manage the game. But he has to have, you know, he's got to hand off to Frank Gore. Frank Gore going to do his numbers. He can go show it to Vernon Davis, but he's got to have somebody to expand that field. He got Manningham on one side, Randy Moss, and Crabtree. We forgot about him. Yeah, I'm going to say, they forgot about him. So, I mean, he's got the weapons. So, their offense is potent, man. So, I think that, yeah, you know, like you said, manage the game, but, you know your spots. You know what I mean? Okay, you're going to give it to Frank Gore. They're going to put eight in the box or whatever. They can't really do that because you got Manningham on one side, Randy Moss on the other. Then you still got Vernon Davis where you can go to ball to. Yeah.
They still do. But put away, Vernon Davis is one of the best tight ends in the game, and he ain't getting them the ball, bro.
Yeah.
Vernon Davis is getting garbage numbers. Garbage numbers. I mean, he can get a touchdown here and there, but he getting garbage numbers.
And why is that?
Because of the quarterback, bro. My thing is, Vernon Davis runs his team around. And plus, don't get me wrong. I guess they're going to double team Vernon Davis. That's a given. Heck, they double team.
So that leaves Moss and Manningham on the outside.
Yeah, but he ain't getting it to them. How about the quarterback got to go through his regressions? Like you said, go through his regressions. How about going through your selections of your receivers? Then, you know, slot one, slot two, slot three. Okay, let me check it down to Frank Gore. I'm good. That's what he does.
That's what ends up happening.
Yep. He goes, okay, first receiver not open in 2 seconds. Second receiver, oh, forget about him. Third receiver, oh, wait, where's Frank Gore? Let me down. There you go, Frank. Check it down.
But then he also has to. It's also on the receivers too, man. They got to, you know, they got to show up and be trustworthy, man. Because I mean, you know, Crabtree's and Randy Moss and Manningham and all that. Get them the ball and make sure that they catch the ball and put it where it's supposed to be at and all that. Then you have to worry about just going to Vernon Davis and dumping it down to Frank Gore.
I know. I'm speaking as a Cowboy fan or whatever. If Romo was on San Francisco, what would they be? Lighten it
Romo
up.
Romo was on San Francisco?
Yep. Lighten it up. Manningham, Crabtree, Vernon Davis, with that speed down the middle. Dude, they'd be begging him not to throw. With Frank Gore in the backfield? Please.
Tony Romo wouldn't know what to do with all of that. Because he had Miles Austin. Right? And you know. And the running backs, he had DeMarco Murray. And what's the other dude that they got rid of? So he had weapons, too. And he had and Tony Romo took them to playoffs. And what happened? So they've been in position to win games.
But
it always went where he slips. And even when he wasn't playing quarterback, when his job was to be the holder, when they was in Seattle, when they lost that playoff game, his job was to hold for the extra point.
Everybody remember that. But other things happen
in playoff games if they played.
You forget before they got down there, he took them 92 yards to get to that point.
Because that's my point. You just made my point.
Yeah, he took them 92 yards to get to that point.
My point is this.
Also, last year he had his best year as a statistic, right? We gave up the fourth quarter lead. The fourth quarter lead of 13 points plus four times. You know how many times we did that in the 30 years the Cowboys have been in existence? Once. We did it four times last year.
How many playoff games y'all won since 1996?
One.
Huh? I understand your point, and I got your point. And Romo, y'all should have at least one Super Bowl that y'all could fall back on with saying, "Well, Tony Romo got us a ring."
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I got you on all of that.
But it should be...
I like to say that, but I can't.
Yeah.
I can't say it.
Yeah. Go ahead.
The only thing Romo, I think, is better than Eli. He has a better passer rating than Eli. All time.
Yeah, but that sometimes that don't get me. Passer ratings don't bother me. Don't get me up like that. Because it's what you do with the heart at the end of the game. You have to be a smart quarterback. He's not cerebral at all.
Yeah.
What I mean is, he's not thinking of the game. If you know you're chewing him up, you got that confidence like, oh, God, I sure hope they send a blitz right now.
Right.
Oh, thank you. You know, one of those deals. You see Aaron Rodgers last night? Aaron Rodgers went to town like he said. He got popped and still hit a touchdown pass. Listen, not everybody can be Aaron Rodgers. I know that. But Aaron Rodgers is on point. He's accurate. He knows his situation.
And he got the receivers for that, man. You know what I'm saying? He got the receivers for that.
So does Drew Brees. Drew Brees, I remember when they said coming out of college, same thing coming out of San Diego. He's short, and he doesn't have a strong arm.
But when
he was at San Diego,
his shoulder
right
was messed up. That's why they didn't want to sign him.
No, this was before the shoulder situation. When he came out of college, he said he didn't have an arm.
Oh, when
he's
at Purdue.
Purdue,
okay.
When he came out of Purdue.
Yeah, the same thing they said about
arm.
Russell Wilson. Mm-hmm.
Russell, exactly. This kid is legit. I tell you what, I don't know who did it. Speaking of the Russell, that DeMarcus Russell, I don't know who did the scouting on him, but I thought he stunk in college and it just basically went on his back.
He was all right. He was all right at Wisconsin, man. He did all right.
Oh, he's at LSU.
Russell Wilson was at Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah, I know. He was pretty good.
Yeah, Russell Wilson was at Wisconsin.
And actually, I like his game.
Mm-hmm.
I like his game. He's playing good.
Mm-hmm.
He doing the job.
Yeah. I mean, you know, they jumped on him. The same thing they said about him. Same thing, you know, they said about the smallest quarterbacks or whatever. But it's like, you know, as long as you know you win some games. That was a big game that he won, you know, the other day against the Patriots or whatever, man. You know what I mean? And watch out for Seattle, man. Watch out for Seattle.
They got a great. Yo, listen. They got a good defense. I'll straight up. You see what they did to hold on? Good. Back to his name again. Aaron Rodgers and them.
Yeah.
Yo, I know the referee blew the game, but my point is their defense was strong for four quarters. I was shocked. Their defense is balling.
They're not going to get mine at the end.
What did you say, Kia?
I think Seattle's going to be there. Seattle is ready.
Their defense is ready. You know, and then they got Marshawn Lynch, they got the Beast back there, you know what I mean? And they got Sidney Rice on the outside, you know, and Russell Wilson getting them the ball. I think they're going to be ready, you know. The NFC West is a problem. That whole NFC West is a problem.
Yeah,
because
Arizona's doing that thing, too.
Yeah, yeah.
They
gave up one to Buffalo, though, man.
Yeah, they gave that one.
That's when they supposed to win, man. You know what I mean? And that's the whole, you know, concept and thing in the NFL, man. You got to win those games that you're supposed to win. You know what I mean? You can't really, you know, on somebody and you can come up short. You know? Because I thought the Arizona was ready and Buffalo just, you know, came in there and did what they had to do and they won in overtime. But, you know, it is what it is, man. But, you know, the Cowboys, they should be doing a lot better than they are, and they have a squad on paper, but they're not really, really getting blown in these games. It's just mistakes, like you said, with the time management thing. You know what I mean? And that adds up at the end of the day, man. And the next thing you know, people start losing faith and belief in your team and what you can do. But I think you got Carolina coming up this week, right?
Yep, Carolina.
So I think that I don't know, man. You writing Carolina off? Is this a game that you're gonna go down there? Okay.
Heck no, hang on. Cam's the truth, no doubt. They can beat any team and see they play together. They really have no defense. That's the whole thing. Their defense is absolutely horrible.
Mm.
I mean, their secondary is ridiculous. I mean, if they can basically stop anybody, they'd be good. But they can't stop nobody. The linebackers aren't that good, and the secondary is terrible. They got a good pass rush. They got a front four that's pretty good, though. But they got no
Giants,
secondary.
Giants exposed them, man. I guess, well, you know what I mean? The Giants made them
look
bad.
Dude, he picked them apart like they were standing still.
Bro, bad.
He picked them apart like they were standing still.
Yeah. What you think about the Jets in New England game? That's going to be another big game that's coming up, man. We got GQ Power Sports in the building, man. 646-200-3838 is the number. We got the mayor in the building. We talking football. We're about to flip the script at 9 o'clock. My man King Dome is going to call up. We're going to get into a little Eastern Conference basketball around the 9 o'clock hour. But right now, we're holding it down with a little bit more football talk. Yeah, that Jets and Patriots game, man. You think that, you know, the Jets, everybody's talking about, yeah, the Jets are ready now. The Jets ready for what? You know what I mean?
Ready
to, you know, I don't
believe in the Jets right now. They don't have
enough.
Do.
Go ahead.
The Jets don't have enough right now for New England.
New England, for some reason,
Belichick got their number.
The Jets don't have nothing for New England.
And plus, they got that guy they call Brady. He just eats them alive.
And you think he not mad? They gonna take it out.
Yeah.
And the Jets always be popping up at the right time on the Patriots' schedule, man.
Problem with the Jets' defense, they have no pass rush. I don't care what nobody says. If they don't blitz, they don't get to the quarterback. They have no pass rush whatsoever.
Who don't have no pass rush? The Giants?
The Jets.
The Jets don't have nothing, man. The Jets are just dead in the water, man. They don't have no offense. They don't have no defense. You know what I mean? They was relying on Darrelle Revis, and to me, Darrelle Revis wasn't that nice. You know what I mean?
What? Yeah. No, Darrelle Revis was nice. He was nice.
Darrelle Revis ain't that nice, man. He's nice, but I mean, to be like Revis Island and all this, I've seen him make some nice picks, but I've seen him also get toasted too.
It ain't a matter of picks. It's how he plays his season. In other words, he takes the receiver out the game, bro.
Yeah. Because they're scared to throw to him. They're scared to throw to that side.
Champ Bailey, who's the truth, still at his age, how many years he's been there, he's still locking down.
So how does that explain Namdi Asomugha? How come he's supposed to be a lockdown corner and he always getting burnt?
He got the money and he ran.
Oh, my God.
He ran. He getting exposed. Hey, Cowboys exposing him, so
he's acting. And that's because that's why, you know, I really don't, you know, put
Victor
no stock
Cruz
into what Darrelle
like
Revis is doing,
still.
Man.
Victor Cruz make him look like he's standing still whenever Victor Cruz try to get on.
Victor Cruz like, make a lot of people look bad, man.
Yeah, and that's what killed me. I don't know how Steven will double team him by now. He would be the one person that don't beat me. Nick can beat me. Everybody else can beat me. Victor Cruz ain't beat me. I'm going to tell you right now.
Right.
I'm sorry. I'm double. I got a man on top of a man underneath him. He ain't breaking away on me. I'm sorry.
So then you're going to force him to just go to Hakeem Nicks.
Exactly. Mm. Or if whoever the secondary man is, if Hakeem ain't playing, especially if Hakeem ain't playing, you're going to have to give it to the other man all day.
What's the other dude? Ramsey's Barden or whatever. I think that's the other dude.
Oh, he hurt. He hurt. He's sick.
Randy Barden hurt?
He collected a check.
Collecting a check.
That's all you do is collect a check.
Yeah, so once again, it's GQ Palace Sports in the building, man. You got the mayor, man, 646-200-3838. Getting into some football talk here. Got my man Malcolm on the line. He's a Cowboy fan. Got my man Mike on the line representing the Giants. I don't know if Key is still in the building with the Pittsburgh Steelers and all that. You know what I mean? It'll be greater later for them. It'll be greater later.
And that website... CD, that website, your Gmail ain't working for some reason. I tried to get into it, it still ain't hit me into it.
Okay.
You gotta hit me up with it later, no big deal.
All right.
Hey, lay off the Steelers right now. Talk to me in November.
Talk to you in November? It might be a little late in November. It gets late early in the NFL.
She gonna be one of them that she ain't gonna call next week when the Steelers lose. She ain't gonna call next week. She gonna be under the weather.
She gonna be under the weather. Yeah, man, that's the little jinx you got right here. Your team lose, all of a sudden you get sick.
You see these guys how they talk on my page with all this stuff, whatever. But these chumps, I'm not worrying about these chumps. I don't worry about anybody trashing shoes. I know how to get it right back.
I hear you. I hear you.
Uh-huh.
It's just strange. It's just strange to see the Steelers like that, man. You know what I mean? You usually see them, you know, they up there, you know. Not that they fell off or nothing. It's just that they 2-3 right now. Like, and it's all of a sudden, Pittsburgh and Cincinnati is a big game. You know what I mean? And it's a game that they got to win.
Okay,
know?
So when they do turn it over, then I have to say, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, you were right. I don't need to hear all that. I already told you that'd be fine.
Right, okay, that's good. But I just want to believe it for myself. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, you're just not used to seeing them like that. That's the only point. That's it.
Expect you to believe that because we got a diehard
soldier
like me. I have to have that belief. I believe in my team. I'm
agreeing
that they're
going to
figure this out.
Keep the
time, get their ass together. That's all I
got to
say.
That's what it is.
They're
going to
be walking around holding their hearts.
Yep, that's the same way I feel about my Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It's all good. You know what I mean? I believe in my Tampa Bay Bucks, and, you know, we're going back to the throwbacks this week. You know what I mean? We play New Orleans. I just, you know, just
you're going back to them orange uniforms?
Yeah, we're going back to the creamsicles this week. It's
the creamsicles?
It's throwback weekend, man.
With the Buccaneer on that side?
Yeah, with the Buccaneer with the pirate on the back, with the sword buckler dude on the helmet. Yeah,
was that Ricky Bell, the running back in the
Ricky
day?
Ricky Bell joints, the Doug Williams, the J.K. McCain joints.
Doug Williams
joint.
And Ricky Bell.
Uh-huh.
It was my man, the tight end name, the tight end.
Was it Jimmy Giles?
Jimmy Giles, yeah.
Jimmy Giles, yeah,
Jimmy
okay.
Giles.
Jimmy Giles.
Jimmy Giles.
Uh-huh. And the Selman brothers, give it up for the Selman brothers and all that, yeah.
Leroy
you know.
Selman, yep.
That's right. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Leroy that's Selman. Right, man. That's my squad, man. But, yeah, I just think that, especially this week, man, it's kind of show improved this weekend this week, man. You know, a lot of teams is playing a lot of big
games, man.
Who y'all
got this
week? We got New Orleans Saints at home.
Ooh.
We got the Saints at home.
Hold on, Saints don't win away, so you might got a point. Saints win at home, they don't win away for some reason.
Yeah, but I mean, New Orleans been a tough out for us, man. Even at home, we gave games away to New Orleans at home the past
it's
2 years.
It's that man again.
Yeah.
That man they call Breeze.
Yeah, we gave games away, man. I just gotta, you know, I gotta have some trust in Josh,
hold
man. Hope that he's
you don't
mature.
Give him away like you don't give him away like Jason Garrett did. How about the
yeah,
man that called? Remember he froze his own kicker last year?
Yeah. He froze his own kicker.
You don't give him away
kicker.
Like he do. He gives him away. Let me freeze his own kicker.
You don't let me like you do. Hey, that's kind of hard to explain. But as a Cowboy fan, man, what do you say to that, man? You're freezing your own kicker, man. Take me back to that moment right there, man. When you
first of
like,
all,
what
that
the hell
moment,
is going on?
He made the field goal. He made the field goal, and I'm thinking, okay, good. And I said, oh man, the other team called timeout. And they said, no, Garrett called. I said, Garrett called timeout. And I'm looking around like, are you kidding? What is he, an idiot? I said, what, he had 12 people on the field? They said, no. He called it because his team told him, go, what for? I'm supposed to win. And then the next one, he misses. And I said, thank you, Garrett. You're an idiot. He did terrible time management on that one, too. I remember
what
that
about
drive like it was yesterday, too.
What about the one when the Patriots was undefeated and they was playing the Ravens? And the Ravens had him stopped.
That was a terrible call by Belichick, man. He went for it on fourth down in his own
fourth,
end zone.
It was fourth down. I think the Ravens called timeout. Because Ray Lewis and them looked like they was going to beat their defensive coordinator. Whoever their defensive coordinator was, they called timeout.
Yep.
Whoever that dude was, they was Ed Reed and them was looking like they was going to kill that dude, man. They had the Patriots,
him.
Right? And it was a Monday night game. I never forget it.
Yep.
The Patriots going to lose.
Like, yep, I remember like it was yesterday.
Like, what the? Oh. But,
they
I mean, you know.
Them.
Go ahead.
I remember like it was yesterday. They lost that game. Their first time beating the Patriots was this year in regular season. They beat them in the playoffs before.
Yeah, they beat them
they
in the playoffs.
Never beat them in regular season. This was their first time beating them this year. The
Patriots beat them in the playoffs. Did you just say the Ravens beat the Patriots?
The Ravens beat the Patriots for the first time. In the regular season.
But they
beat him in the playoffs.
Yeah, in the regular season, he said.
Regular season.
Because you bet with me that week when we got knocked out, that next week I thanked, and I'm not a Patriots fan, but they shipped Ray Lewis in the home.
Yeah, they did. I remember.
Because
Ray Rice went crazy on the Patriots that game. He ran
the
first play,
the first
for
play
70
of the
yards.
Game. The first play of the game,
first he busted
on. First
play of the game for 70 yards.
Yep. First
and
play of the game.
Ray had two interceptions. Brady threw three interceptions, two to Ed Reed, and one to the linebacker. That was a crazy game. And then they went to Pittsburgh to play Pittsburgh. Did they play y'all in? I think they played them in Pittsburgh. They didn't play them in Baltimore because they had to go away on that one.
They
played
them
in Pittsburgh, and Pittsburgh beat them.
And we beat them.
Yeah.
Word up, man. So I don't know. So what do you think now that, you know, Ray Lewis is gone, man? Ray Lewis is out for the year. He got the bicep
hit. That's a huge hit.
Yeah.
He's the heart and soul of the team. His legs ain't there no more. He can't go deep sidelines to deep sidelines. But he's the heart and soul of the team. And you know something? He's a smart linebacker. He studies his plays. He studies other people's plays. He tells his defense what to set up. That's the key. When you got a mastermind like that on defense in your field, that helps. That's going to hurt them. First of all, they can't stop the run this year.
Anyway. Right.
With him, how are you going to stop the run now?
Mm.
They ain't going to stop nothing.
That was my other Super Bowl pick. That's out the window.
They also lost Kadarius Webb, too.
Webb, yeah, he's gone. He's gone, too. Yeah, man. So
Their best corner.
But what do you think who do you think now is like that next dude that's like a person that can lead? Like, you know, I was talking about earlier in the show that you know, since Ray Lewis is gone and you know, shout out to Derek Jeter, broke his ankle, you know what I mean? Because like I was saying earlier, the watching the playoffs and stuff is not even, you know, any fun now. You know what I mean? All the fun is gone. Derek Jeter's gone. As a Yankee fan,
Bigger Jeter fan. My point is, losing him, when I seen him go down, man, that hurt me big time. I didn't even care whether we won or lost. I just wanted him on the field because the man has his 200th hit in playoffs. I mean, the man does it every time he comes to play in the playoffs. He shows up. Not everybody can say that. Although Beltran seems like he can show up.
Yeah, Carlos Beltran. I was talking to somebody today about Carlos Beltran. I was like, don't tell me nothing about Carlos Beltran. Carlos Beltran got all that money. Carlos Beltran got all that money when he had that nice playoffs, and then he was on the Mets. So what happened when they was playing the Cardinals in the playoffs? Game 7 National League Championship Series. He got at the plate looking.
He looked at it. Struck out looking. And that whole playoff. He was the leading hitter in that whole playoff.
Yeah.
He looked at strike three. Yo,
man, look at that
strike three.
What's wrong with you, man? Don't tell me nothing about Carlos Beltran. Carlos Beltran ain't the dude. Huh?
That ain't hurt. Hey, I tell you what. He's doing his thing now, but my thing is, in that playoff that they played the Cardinals, he was rocking that playoff.
Yeah.
Like you said.
Yeah.
At that one point, with the bases loaded, he got to swing the bat, and he just basically held on to it like, oh,
yeah,
my God.
Yeah, he was, I mean, we got a caller. We got another caller on the line. What's going on? Who we got in the building? Hello, welcome to GQ Power Sports. Welcome to the bigger show. Who we got in the building?
What's up? This is Jerome from last week. Jerome.
What's good? What's good, family?
What's up, Chris?
Oh, yeah, that's who I'm waiting for.
Yeah, we have people waiting for you to call in, man.
I hope it's not talking about the Giants game.
Yes, sir.
Yes, it is.
Oh, well, you know, I kind of called it over the airwaves, but you know.
How you doubt the Giants, man?
Huh?
How you going to doubt the Giants?
He didn't doubt the Giants.
No, I didn't doubt them.
You didn't say they were going to lose last week against
Nah. I said the same friend don't scare me. They don't have nothing to scare me.
Okay.
I said
they're talking about
their defense. I'm like, yeah, okay, their defense, but their defense is going against an elite offense. What about their offense against my defense? My defense is loud. Nobody didn't talk about my defense. But it's all right. I like when they don't keep talking about my defense.
So how your boys look to you, man?
Yeah, they look all right. Although they only look okay. Everybody getting gassed because they beat San Fran in San Fran. San Fran to me is overrated. They had one good year, and they didn't prove nothing in the playoffs. They don't have no pedigree over there yet. Joe Montana and them dudes been gone.
So, I think that I agree with you, but I think that Alex Smith is kind of like falling back into old habits, I think. You know what I mean? And there's no way that nobody's going to tell me that, you know, the Giants was going to run through the 49ers like they did the other day. You know what I mean? I mean,
well,
Bradshaw was busting off crazy runs.
Mar was doing this thing. I didn't anticipate us running the ball the way we did. But I definitely anticipated Eli picking them apart.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about their pass rush. We play the best pass rushes in the league in practice every day, so I'm not worried about no pass rushes on the planet. Gary. You know, that's just me. That's just
cracking
me.
Up. He back there cracking up, yo.
I'm trying to keep it 100% over here. You know, I'm not trying
that's
to.
That's what it is. That's what it is.
I'm
we
not
did.
Trying to brag
about that.
Folks.
I hear you, man.
That's my humble opinion.
So you got RG3 coming up this weekend, man.
Oh yeah, I feel sorry for him. He's gonna get someone else's beef.
Mm.
Because they swept us last year, so we got a problem with that.
Yeah, that's what I was saying at the mic
wanted,
earlier. I was like,
the Redskins
swept y'all last year.
You know, right now he shouldn't be hanging out with those guys because they hot. They about to get it. You don't even realize it. So.
That's gonna be a good game. That's gonna be a good game.
He was concussed before. You better take it easy.
Yeah. So what's up with the breaking in your man's car, man?
Who car?
In Justin Tucker, man. They stole his iPod, man.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, they broke in his car, son.
Where? In San Fran?
I guess out in MetLife in the parking lot, you know?
They supposed to have private parking, man. What's going on?
They're supposed to.
Inside job.
It's supposed to. He was on the what's the name piece talking about, yo, somebody stole my iPod and the Justin Tuck playlist is classic. Enjoy. Somebody stole his iPod, broken his whip, stole his joint. Word up.
Well, you know what? That's a good thing.
Yo.
That's a good thing, because now he's pissed off. I hope they left little Redskin flyers in the car. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, PD, that giant Washington game, where's that at this week?
It's at MetLife.
It really wouldn't matter. It really is not going to matter. I really kind of wish that it was in Washington.
Sometimes you get the fans behind you a little bit. They balling, so they do what they do. But like you said, yeah. Giants are playing too tough right now. They basically taking names right now.
Man, let me tell you, we again, this is the third season in a row. You know, we got band-aids and stitches marks all over our body, man. We the walking wounded. We get somebody healthy,
somebody else suspended.
Mm. One come back from suspension, another one go out for suspension. I'm like, well, what's going on? We got the Balco crew up here, man.
Yeah. You got the Balco.
Let me not say that. They got to go to the public part of GNC. They be in the back too much.
Mm. Yeah, man. So we're here in the building, man. We got it popping. We got some Cowboy fans in the area. We got the Giants fans in the area. We got Keon riding out with us.
Excuse me. Where's the Dallas fan? I don't hear anyone. Dallas? Hello?
You still there, my dude?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right. We got the Cowboy fan in the house. Introduce the Cowboy fan. Jerome, Giants fan. How you doing?
Oh, wait. That was a Cowboy fan asking me questions about San Fran game?
No, that was a Giants fan asking.
Okay. I thought so. Okay. So, what happened with Tony, Romo?
Who you talking to?
He's talking about the Cowboys fan.
I think whoever that Cowboy fan is, I think they eat and their mouth kind of full right now.
Oh, okay. All right. I don't know if you're still there, my dude. We got a Giants fan in the building is trying to ask you some questions right now. You know what I mean? Kid, you still with us?
Yes, I am.
That's a dedicated Steelers fan in the house. Still with us. I don't know what happened to Malcolm, man. You know what I mean? It was time to represent for them Cowboys or whatever. Again, Jerome, you know the Giants did their thing, man. I'm surprised, man. But like I said, man, to me, just personally, y'all schedule, man, y'all got the meat grinder schedule, my dude.
You know what? That's just bad for the league. Yo, Jerry Jones is building a dynasty for everyone's eyes, man, and it's gonna be funny. In none of those Super Bowls are they ever going to be the favorite. They wasn't the favorite in the first two.
Right.
I'm not saying this year we're going to the bowl. I'm not saying that. But Come on, look at the team. Green Bay? Look, Green Bay is overrated to me. Texas? They just got on the scene. Green Bay just handled them. Really, there's no AFC team worth talking about, period. Let's leave the AFC alone.
Yeah.
So
I'm not worried
about anyone in our division.
Right.
I'm not worried about Green Bay. I'm not worried about Detroit. Nor Chicago. Urlacher lost a step, and that's all they need. And
So what about Atlanta?
Come on, you mean a team that we beat 34-2 in the playoffs?
That's what I keep telling everybody, man. I'm like, Atlanta does this. You know, this is a team that does their numbers in the regular season. They, you know, 13-3s or whatever, and in the playoffs they score 2 points. So I don't really put no stock into what Atlanta. This is normal what they're doing. This 6-0. I'm not impressed. This is normal. You know what I mean? So until they get to the playoffs and get to a championship situation, I really can't put no stock into Matt Ryan. So, yeah, what you're saying is about the Giants is really they just, you know, kind of like put their foot on everybody's neck in the NFC, man. Nobody's really messing with them. You know what I mean? And even Atlanta at 6-0, and I'm not, you know, I really don't put no stock into Atlanta. You know? And the NFC is decrepit right now. The NFC is dead and staking. You know what I mean? You know, I that Baltimore 5-1, that's getting ready to go by the wayside because, you know, Ray Lewis, that's a big loss to them.
Yo,
you know, they're
going
to lose a couple more games.
Webb.
Yeah, they lost Webb, too. Yeah, so.
That's big.
You know, I see maybe Cincinnati can sneak up, or Pittsburgh, right, Kia, can sneak up and take advantage of what's going on in the Ravens.
Huh? They're not picking up on Pittsburgh. They're not saying don't worry about the Steelers. They got this under control.
It gets late early. Y'all got 3 conference losses. You know, you got to position yourself for them wild cards and all of that. So it gets late early.
We don't lose no division game. We okay. Don't worry about us. We'll be okay in December and November.
Yeah, because of their division, they're going to be fine. Because of their division, Pittsburgh's going to be fine.
We're going to be fine. Don't worry about our division. Because you know what? Suns, they're going to hold Suns back for another week probably or 2 weeks. They're not even going to test that ACL on him. They're not going to test Suns. They're going to be wounded. They talk about that I feel wounded. Now they are wounded.
They're wounded. I heard that.
He won it. Reach into that ACL. He won. But they're going to wait. They're going to wait until they make the playoffs to bring Suns back.
That's what it is. So we got the Giants, the best team in the NFL right now, Jerome. Is that what it is?
Well, that's what they're saying. I'm not paying attention to that. The Giants are never the best team in the NFL during the regular season. Mm. That's seldom.
When you ever go in Sunday to the Redskins, I got 3 division more. 3.
Huh? Say it again?
I'm not saying that.
Y'all lose to the Redskins, you'll have 3 conference losses. 3 division losses.
No, we have 3 division losses. That's okay.
And 3 conference losses.
I'm not worried because we have to see each of them again. We got to see Dallas in our building. Although it's in Dallas, that's still our building.
Get over that, Grant. Get over that.
That's what it is. 3 games in Dallas in that building. 3 victories for us against Dallas. That's our building.
Oh, well. That's good.
Okay, it's not really old. It's actually current. It's still going on, but you know, it's on the same level. It's okay.
That is so tired.
Okay, I know. I'm sure it is tired to have us constantly coming in your building and doing that.
I'm just surprised we got more wins than New Orleans right now. I'm actually shocked.
They lost their coach and their play caller.
Yeah.
So that's too much. That's too much.
I'm surprised that we got more wins than them. I'm just really, you know, my team is just kind of, I just take it as it comes with them, man. You know. Yeah, I think that Josh ain't really.
I just want us to make the playoffs. That's all.
Well, y'all gotta have your playoff spot sewn up, man. Never have your playoff spot sewn up.
No, the toughest thing for us is going to be really is going to be our division. And
that's true.
No, we're going to end up splitting the division, but see, we don't hold our destiny in our own hands right now because we split. But I can't even say we split yet. We 0-2.
Yeah.
You know?
Y'all got what, 4 more division games to play? And y'all got to win all 4 of them. You lose one more division game, the best you could do is split.
You lose
one more division game, the best you could do is split in the division.
But you'll probably end up having
a better record, though, than everybody else.
Yeah, I believe so.
What has a better record?
The Giants have a better record than everybody in the division.
The Eagles are about to bench Michael Vick. Yeah. They're about to bench Michael Vick. They already started.
You think they're going to bench him for Kaepernick?
They're going to bench him.
I didn't hear your question, Chris. I'm sorry.
I said, you think they're going to bench Michael Vick for Kafka?
They're
already talking about it.
Andy
Reid is desperate. He got to do something. Michael Vick is a turnover machine.
Yeah. He turned into Donovan McNabb quick. Donovan McNabb fell off all of a sudden, and the same thing, Michael Vick fell off all of a sudden. What happened?
No, Donovan McNabb gave them, what, 11 years? A Pro Bowl quality quarterback?
I could take the leave of the Pro Bowls. But
keep it real. Who was he throwing the ball to? He had no receivers. He had TL once, and they went to the Pro
Bowl. Yeah, he played there with a broken leg.
A broken leg TL
why doesn't he have a job now? Is my question. I mean, if he fell off
you
that bad,
what?
Or
I'm not even gonna go there. I think that's a long other set of lines.
I don't even want
to trouble that.
Right.
There's a lot of bums in the NFL. Bums. And they got backup jobs, and they've been in the league for years. How you going to tell me that all of them are better than McNabb? I'm sorry, I disagree.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I'm going to leave that alone.
And that's what they're saying on the surface. Right.
You'd
rather have that garbage on your sideline than Donovan McNabb. Like you said, quality quarterback.
I disagree. I think it's a lot. You mean to tell me, real talk, that the Giants backup quarterback, Aaron Carr, is better than Donovan McNabb?
You can say that about the majority of the backups in the league. Are they actually that much better than Donovan McNabb?
Pittsburgh? We got Pittsburgh on the line.
Right.
Charlie Batt is better than Donovan McNabb never in his life. Never in 2 lives.
Right.
So why is he getting a career job? He has a career as a backup, and Donovan's got to work on NFL Network.
The African American guy that was playing quarterback for the preseason. Why he didn't make the team and Bat still playing? Bat should have been cut and let them kid play. What was he like?
We got a caller on the line. We got the special guest in the building. That's a little bit after 9 or whatever. But we got King Dome in the house. What's up, King Dome? Welcome to the bigger show, my dude.
I'm good, man. This is King Dome, Brooklyn First Family FC, legendary Zulu Nation. And it's all in the administrator of Let's Talk NBA Basketball on Facebook.com.
So thanks for calling, man. We was going to chop it up, man, about the Eastern Conference. We got a little time, man, so we can get into a little flow, because we're going to definitely get you next week, though, right? I'm putting you on the spot right now. We got callers on the line, so we definitely got you for next week, so we could pick it up. So we could just do a little flavor, man. Tell us what you do or whatever, and you could talk about the Knicks for a few minutes, man, while we got you on the line, and we'll pick it up next week with you. So what's going on, man? Talk about what's going on. What you see so far as the season getting ready to start, training camps are opening, and all of that.
Oh man, I mean it's looking good. It's looking good right now. We 2-0, New York. Knicks, you know, I'm a Knicks fan, and what I do is I have a NBA group on Facebook, one of the biggest group, over 26,000 members. And you know, I'm saying that East and West teams, you know, but I think the East, I think the Knicks is going to be a sleeper. I think the Nets is going to be 2 sleeper teams.
So you think the Nets and the Knicks are gonna really make something out of that little rivalry that's popping off, and anybody gonna come out of there?
Oh yeah, I think the Nets is going to look like OKC type of crowd, and I think they got to stand behind their players, and I think that's what's going to boost them. I think the support of Brooklyn and the arena is going to really help them down at the Barclays Center. And as far as the Knicks, I think we've got a very good upgrade on the point guard. You know, Jeremy Lin, he was a good player, but to me, he was more like the second string player. But he had too many turnovers, and I think with a more veteran Jason Kidd, with Raymond Felton, who looks more in shape, even though in the offseason he wasn't in shape.
We should have never got rid of him in the first place.
Right. They should have never got rid of him because he was doing good for me.
He was doing
work. Yeah, and I honestly think he's going to pick back up at the same spot he left off in New York. Mm-hmm. And I think he's going to be a lot better.
Okay.
Because he's playing with a chip on his shoulder.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, and he's a North Carolina product. So most of the guards that come out of North Carolina is pretty good point guards. You know, they raise ballers in the South, you know?
Right. So what other teams do you think that in the East that are probably, you know, give the Knicks a run for their money? I know the Knicks are a top 8 team. I'm looking for them to make a serious playoff run. You know, I think they're a home court advantage quality team. They're a top 4 team if you ask me.
Yeah, I really see Miami Heat, you know, like always doing damage in the East Coast.
Right.
But as far as a lot of these other teams like Philly, mm-hmm. I really don't think that Bynum is going to work out with Philly. So I really don't see Bynum working out with Philly. I think it was a big mistake for them to get rid of Andre Iguodala, and Tyronn Lue, you know, Sweet Lue, that was their man.
Right,
to Atlanta. I think they kind of hurt that chemistry right there. So I don't think that Bynum is going to see good touches.
Mm-hmm. So as far as what do you think about with the Bulls, with Derrick Rose, he won't be back until after the new year? So
I honestly think that guy... He's a very good player, but I think too many injuries to his body, and they try to rush him back too fast, like they did last season. They brought him back. They rushed the guy too fast. I think you should take him a little time off and out the NBA because I really don't think he's totally healed. And I saw the guy from Hershey's, he's coming back and all that.
Right, right.
But it's about your physical body, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think his body is going to hold up. I really don't think so. So I don't really see him playing too many games for them. Just same as last season.
The Pacers? Because
The Pacers is going to be on track just like last year in the playoffs, season. I think the Pacers is going to be tough.
Mm.
You know, honestly, I think the Pacers is going to be tough as always. I like their chemistry over there, you know.
Yeah, I think that that's another team you said something earlier about.
Boy Hubert, he's a very good
with a chip
center.
On his shoulder.
He's got something to prove. Yeah, you got Roy Hibbert. He's very good. New York product out of Queens, a big seven-footer. He plays, And I think they're just going to get better.
So how come a lot of people, a team that a lot of people seem to be, you know, really kind of like ignoring, and I think that's the perfect word for it, is Milwaukee Bucks. And I think they got, on paper, I'm looking at their five, look at that backcourt, Monte Ellis and Brandon Jennings.
Jennings is a good point guard, you know. I mean,
he should be on the Knicks, but that's another story.
Who, Brandon Jennings?
Yeah, they passed over him, but that's another story.
Yeah, they passed over him, you know. I mean, you know, I like Jennings, but Milwaukee Bucks, I don't really see them making so much money.
Yeah, that was my point. That's why a lot of people like ignoring them. They're not, you know, talking about them. And I think that, you know, their backcourt, you know, even, you know, Monte Ellis and Brandon Jennings, you know, they got a pretty nice backcourt right there. But, you know.
You look at the Nets backcourt, everybody's the Nets ain't going to do nothing. But tonight against the Celtics, they look very good.
Mm-hmm.
They looking good. I'm watching the game now.
Okay.
I mean, Brooklyn has a very good backcourt. I mean, you know, it's, that's what it is, you know. I mean, they are. Joe Johnson is a tough player. Darren Williams, they tough, man. Those two guys in the backcourt, you know, they're averaging almost 20, averaging almost together 20 points apiece.
So you think that you think that's going to be a situation that's going to work out, you know?
With Darren
Williams and Joe Johnson.
Oh yeah, it's going to work out. It's going to work out.
All right.
It's definitely.
So how many games you think that the Heat, you know, have a chance? I mean, yeah, did the Heat have a chance to win? Can they, you know, get 65 or better?
Oh yeah, they will.
Is Ray Allen going to make them that much better?
I don't think Ray Allen's going to make them that much better, but you know, he's definitely a veteran. I mean, he's an older guy, but he's still going to hit clutch little shots.
Right.
But he's not going to average as many points and stuff as everybody thinks he's going to do. Mm-hmm. But he will play well with him. He will play well with him. I really think so.
Yeah, Chris, you there?
Oh yeah. Jerome, what's good? What's good? We got King Dorm on the line talking basketball. Welcome back to the bigger show, my dude.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we got another Knicks fan in the building. We just talking a little East Conference basketball right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? We're talking about the Milwaukee Bucks and the Pacers, but we can get back on the Knicks. So how do you think that Woodson is gonna, you know, I watched a little bit of the practice, I think it was on yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And Woodson was really, you know, he was going at Amari Stoudemire. And do you think that, you know, the time that Amari spent down there in Houston with Hakeem Olajuwon working on his post, you know, his post moves, do you think that's going to, you know, help him to, you know, become that elite?
It has to. That's the greatest big postman ever.
You know, I think he will. Those moves that Olajuwon taught him is going to benefit him. The only thing that I think is can be his downfall is his physical health.
Right.
You know, like in practice, he hurt his knee, and you know, as New York Knicks fans, you know, we kind of tired of hearing the stories of Amari every time he's getting injured.
Let me tell you.
You know, and then we started to question, like, you know, is this guy really healthy? I mean,
right.
You know, if he's healthy, yeah, fine. You know, he could be the best power forward and go into the All Star again and. From an All-Star game.
Can we get some playoff time out of him? You know, the first year, you know, he came and he hurt his back in the layup line against Boston. He had to sit that series.
Yeah, it depends
then, you know,
on how
against
well
Miami last year, he would have beat up the spot.
It depends on how well he's doing starting
off the
season.
Court stuff, man.
But he doesn't have to play major minutes. I mean, the way Coach Mike Woodson going to run this team is like the chess game. So he don't sit down, and he's going to be moving players in and out. He's going to be subbing these guys like Rasheed Wallace. He's going to keep rotating the players. Now, we have a three-point guard alignment that's a lot better, less turnovers, more steals, and we're going to see a lot more loss to the basket for Chandler. Because, you know, the point guard is just fast enough. They're quick to steal the ball, and they're fast enough. And they're going to run around these guys, and they're going to be calling out to Chandler that a lot of these the defensive players, they're not even going to see the lob coming. And once they turn their back, they're done. They're history with Chandler. So you're going to see a lot of dunks from Chandler the same way he played when he was with Dallas and Jason Kidd. So you're going to see that in New York.
I think you got to be a little careful with that, bro. Late in the year, at the end of last season, no Lord was short. If you noticed, they was doing that a lot against certain athletic teams like Miami, Oklahoma City. That, those lobs don't work. They gonna have
it's
to go play.
It's a whole different thing. It's a whole different Knicks team now. I mean, those lobs are going to work because you got a more experienced point guard than Jason Kidd. You got to remember, Jason Kidd is number two all time to John Stockton, who is number one in steals. And Jason Kidd still can give you 30 minutes. So you are going to see a lot of lobs. You're going to see lobs to the basket for Chandler. You're definitely going to see it, man. I mean, you just got to wait till the season starts. You can't see it now, but You're definitely going to see more better passes to Chandler, and you're going to see better passes, lobs to Amari Stoudemire.
You know what I'm looking for, though, from the Knicks, man? I'm looking for a higher, like, basketball IQ. Like, no mistakes. You know what I mean? Think when you're out there. The stuff
that's
that
what
you
I'm saying. A high IQ
way,
is a guy
a higher
like
IQ.
Like
that's the thing that scares me with the Knicks.
He's a very high IQ basketball player.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
so,
and everybody look at, oh, he got drinking, the DWI. That's nothing that got to do with Jason Kidd's game. And when you have a coach like Mike Woodson who watches the game and saw players in and out the game, you're going to see fresh legs, you know, in and out of the game. Yeah, a lot of these guys can get their minutes, but you're going to see them moving fresh legs back and forth. So a lot of these guys are going to get rest.
Well, I mean, yeah, rest is going to be a major factor with the age of those dudes. That's another thing that
right.
I'm kind of like bothered with. But we'll
right,
see in April and May, when April and May rolls around, we'll see, you know how the legs are. And like you said,
they
got to rotate, you know, keep rotating them and keep the fresh legs in the game. But like I said,
right.
I'm trying to get on. I'm trying to believe in my team because we got a full, you know, training camp together. You know, seems like
right.
we got, you know, a little bit of healthiness going on there. So I'm trying to ride out with my Knicks. But it's been a tough go at it the last couple of years. But, you know, this year hopefully that, you know, Carmelo and Amari can get their thing together and Jason Kidd can show some leadership on the floor and
right.
you know, Woodson
yeah.
can do his thing, you know, as far as, you know, keeping the team in check. And we can get some major, major contributions from Camby and hopefully Rashid and, you know, J.R. Smith, you know, he keeps
listen,
his head
listen,
about
listen.
Himself.
Don't expect nothing from Rashid. Come on.
You look at Jeremy Lin, we had a good season last mm-hmm. season. I mean, we didn't go far because of the injury to Shumpert. But I'm saying
we didn't go far because we didn't have time. We didn't play together as a team. We didn't have no games together as a team. You know, like
well,
I said, when one person comes out, somebody else
was
hurt.
We had no preseason. We had no games.
Yeah,
we had no chemistry.
We built
we
no chemistry together. So that's what I'm saying. This year, hopefully this year, it could be a little bit better because we have that chemistry built from training camp. So we can have that going. So hope and hopefully,
everybody's
you know,
gonna have that. Everyone's
yeah.
gonna have that. It's gonna be better for us, but it's gonna be better for everyone also.
We
gotta
look
that.
At it. We got point guards who make less turnovers. Lin was creating turnovers.
Yeah.
You know, we haven't had a good point guard if you look at it since Mark Jackson left the Knicks. All right. And so now we have. I mean, look. If you look at Mark Jackson when he was a Knick, he was feeding Ewing, all right? And then he left New York, and he went to feed Reggie Miller, who was a good three-point shooter. And we have a very good three-point shooter in Steve Novak.
Right.
You're going to see that ball moving around a lot, in less turnovers, and you're going to see the right passes to the players
mm-hmm.
so they can get the open look.
Right.
And a lot of more second-chance opportunities to score. So you're going to see a lot of offensive rebounds.
So, are
you,
so saying, you
gotta
so
remember
we,
also we have all those Jason Kidd the Hall of Famer. He's 34
yeah.
years old. And the NBA is filled with athletic all star point guards.
Yeah, and Kidd plays though. Kidd plays the other night.
He's not gonna be able to keep
minutes.
Up with those cats. He's not gonna
right.
be able to keep up with them. What the Knicks need to do is get an efficient half court game. That's what I want
why,
to see.
Why would you think that Jason Kidd is done and he can't keep up with these guys?
I didn't say he was done, but he's not what he used to be. He can't run up and down with these guys 30 minutes. That's
why,
no way.
That? He did it all the night, 34 minutes. That's what he was showing you, Woodson was showing you. He put Jason
okay.
Kidd in the game with a whole bunch of young guys.
Yeah, that's 34 minutes after a whole summer. After a whole summer off. Let me see
yeah,
after 30 minutes. Huh?
You still made it to practice.
No, of course.
Jason Kidd will be fine. You know, everybody think Jason Kidd. Jason Kidd will be fine. 39 years old, he'll be fine.
I mean, that's what we got to pin our hopes on. That's why, you know, we have to, you know, to be concerned, a reason to be
yeah.
concerned about that. You know what I mean? So,
you got to look at it. The guy never been hurt. I mean, it's not like Jason Kidd, 39 years old, coming off of a meniscus slip and disc in his knee or something, or Jason Kidd coming up. These guys are ballers, man. They're well conditioned. You know, if he, you, I would doubt it if he was injured.
like a Baron Davis, his knee popping
right,
out.
Right.
You got to look at the what we had last year, Baron Davis, knee popping out. You got to look at Tony Douglas. He was nothing. You know what I mean? He did
right,
nothing.
Right.
You know, who was Jeremy Lin? Turnover, Mr. Turnover.
Yeah,
what did Jason
just to pick up his dribble.
You gonna see kids stealing. You gonna
right.
see kids making the right passes. You gonna see kids making the right 3-pointer shot. You know what I mean? And
right,
he played
right.
well against Jeremy Lin.
Uh-huh.
We got a better upgrade on the point guard situation than we did last year. And Raymond Felton, he's in shape. He's not even a Krispy Kreme donut. You know?
Right. That's the important thing. That's all you can look at is. And all you can ask for is for them to be, you know, in shape and ready for the 82 game run. You know what I mean? So last year they had like a kind of like a built-in excuse, man. You know what I mean? We was at lockdown and shortened season, da da da. All that is over with. So
how many points did you start in average last season? 18 points a game, regardless
okay.
he did on the Trailblazers. He still
right.
averaged 18 points. That's a totally more point thing than Jeremy Lin was averaging. You know, Lin, he's only 85%. That kid is not gonna motivate.
Remember Jeremy Lin was doing his thing before while Melo was hurt. He was basically carrying the Knicks, but he stopped shooting as much when they came back.
Yeah,
because
it was about
trying to, you know, incorporate Melo back into
was.
The offense. It was his offense, and now
yeah.
Jeremy Lin has
we
to give up the ball
to
Carmelo.
We can have a point guard who's going to average 14 turnovers a game. That is entirely too much. Too much turnovers. Too much. You know, you got a guy like Jason Kidd, he's not going to average 14 turnovers in a day.
Right.
You know, it don't matter what age, he's 39. He's not going to do it. You know, I don't see that in Jason Kidd.
Oh.
You know, so with the less turnovers, that's more points we can look at to going towards the basket, you know?
Right, right.
Especially offensive rebounding, too. You know,
I'm gonna be skeptical. I love my Knicks, but I'm gonna be skeptical.
I'm on the same boat. I know
what it is. I know who we gotta pass if we want to get championships.
Yeah.
We gotta pass. We don't have not one of those teams that we have an advantage. As much as you trying to talk about our point guard situation, we are at a disadvantage against every single one of those
yeah.
teams at that position.
Nobody's scared of Jason Kidd. And I'm a Knicks fan from the door. And I'm like,
How many point guards did
we
have last season? How many point guards did we have last season?
To the Knicks?
Who had last season?
Yeah, the Knicks.
Too many.
Yo, get me on. I heard about Jeremy Lin. I know I came in a little late. Let me say something, man. Jeremy Lin brought more excitement to that team than any point guard in the past 15 years.
But what did he do with it, though?
He ain't Chris Paul. We don't need him to be Chris Paul. We need him to distribute the ball. And you can't say Jeremy Lin didn't ball. And Raymond Felton, if you got to worry about him being in shape, then there's already a problem. If he was on a good team already in Portland and he wasn't in shape, that's the problem right there. What makes you think he's going to come here in shape? Yo,
He's in shape already, rocking with the Knicks.
People forget that John Stockton had averaged 5 turnovers his first year. But people don't look at that. They look at what John Stockton did and came later because he was in Utah. My point is, how you know that Jeremy Lin couldn't get better as a player? I didn't say he had to become Chris Paul. All he had to do was his job. If he did his job, the defense, like I said, everybody go, well, he didn't stop Darren Williams. Darren Williams scored that 40-something points on him. Darren Williams can score 40 points on anybody. But the point is, you got team defense in basketball. Ain't no one-on-one shutdown. Ain't no shutdown man in basketball. You know, ain't no
you know
more of those, you know, how can I say it, Stacey Allman.
I don't agree with that.
You know,
I don't agree with that.
We don't
need to shut somebody down.
Jeremy Lin is 85% this season. He's not even going to play a full season.
Because, first
one.
Of all, I think
right?
that
we
no,
do
Jeremy
not,
Lin.
This is what I'm saying. We do
right.
not need point guards who have injured their knees. We don't need it. We don't need torn knees. We need healthy knees. And with a Raymond Foe, who's
oh.
never had his knees torn.
Raymond
doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Raymond Foe had got hurt his knees before. Raymond Foe played behind.
Come on, you're telling me if you had the chance to get Rose from Chicago, you don't want him because he hurt his teeth?
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
We need healthy point guards. We need point guards that's smart.
Talk about healthy. You need a point guard to do the job. Right now,
exactly.
I don't want Carmelo bringing the ball up. I'm tired of seeing ISO.
That's right.
I'm tired
exactly.
of seeing ISO.
Straight up. That's
if I see ISO, I'm going crazy. This was the first year, listen, when Jeremy Lin was playing, this was the first
ISO
year in 15
crazy.
Years. If
DQ
we were down by 15
sports,
in the third quarter,
six,
I turned the TV.
The
this year,
that's
when Jeremy Lin was playing,
air.
I never
yeah.
turned the TV. I ain't going to even lie.
I never thought you like Raymond Felton when he was a Knick before.
Yeah. He was okay. Listen, Raymond Felton did pretty good. He didn't move the team like Jeremy.
He was the
problem
with people when he was
doing
the
Knick
before.
No,
there's a reason why people didn't get rid of Raymond Felton.
Hold on, respect the line. One person at a time, yo.
The reason why Raymond Felton was doing work when you talk about Raymond Felton, first of all, there was no Melo there then. Second of all, he was feeding Amari. He knew where he wanted the ball. Amari was doing his thing. That's why he was effective then.
Right, you said Melo's not a good baller? Is it Melo's
no, 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 he's not saying that.
Melo can be very versatile. He can go to the hole, too. All right, so he's going to switch his game. You're not going to see the same Melo as you saw last season.
I didn't see nothing about Melo. Like I said, Melo wasn't even there when Felton was
right,
there.
Melo wasn't even there.
Before Melo.
Right.
He wasn't even there.
They got rid of him to get Melo.
There's a plus now that Raymond Felton is playing with Melo. You got more depth. I mean, you got a good small forward in Melo. He's one of the best in the league. You know, and you're going to see a better Melo. You're not going to see Melo pulling up all the time. You're going to see Melo going to the hole.
That's the concern right there. That's the concern.
If Melo does
the team ball thing, then some good things can happen. You know, that's what we're counting on him doing
now.
The
we
team ball
tall,
thing.
Man. We got Camby. He's a shot blocker. We got big bodies in there now. You know,
we got a lot of tall players. I'm not even counting Rasheed.
I'm not really counting on Rasheed.
They picked up three dudes I didn't even want 10 years ago.
Right.
I didn't want Camby 10 years ago. Didn't want Kurt Thomas 10 years ago. I only wanted Sheed. Sheed I would have loved to have 10 years ago. That's one person I
would
have. But this is 10
years
ago.
Camby was the one who took you to the playoffs. I've been a Knicks fan for 30 years. I watched him back in 1999.
No,
against the Spurs. That's what you talk about, 1999,
yeah, but,
brother.
Yeah, exactly. And who was the main factor in shutting down Houston? The main factor was Allen Houston, Sprewell, and Olaz Pat, excuse me, Patrick Ewing.
I'm not talking about that. That was early. I'm talking about 99.
That was 99, man.
Marcus Camby wasn't even there.
That
you're
was
talking about Marcus Camby. Marcus Camby in 1999 took us to the finals, and he was great.
Here. Patrick Ewing had more of a factor to do with that Miami series than Camby did, man.
Check it out again, man. Check it out again. Because as far as I remember, it was Camby, man. He was the
How many
man
years ago was 99?
That's over 10 years ago, bro.
Okay, I said 10 years. Right now we're in 2012. In 02? I mean, in 02, I didn't want Camby. And neither did anyone else. Like I said, I didn't want him in 02 because he wasn't the player he should have been. We found out what he really was. I didn't say nothing about 99. I said 02. 10 years ago.
He's still one of the top rebounders and shot blockers. You can't see. You know what the problem is. A lot of the Knicks fans, you're dwelling on older players. All right. And you're not giving them a chance, and that's the problem.
Are they younger or older?
Hold up. So why are you gonna trust an older player when everybody else got younger dudes on their team?
Yeah, I agree. Why do we want the old guys? What's that about older?
And everybody else is getting younger.
We got young bodies. We got cops.
I was wondering who left the gate to the old folks' home open.
Well, you know, we don't have, I mean, this is talking, when they start doing well,
we're not, you know, trying to, you know, beat our team down, but we're looking at it from a realistic perspective, man.
That's going to make a lot of people look like bandwagons on them.
I ain't a bandwagon.
These guys are playing well with them. I'll be the first one to tell you I'm surprised. I'm looking forward to it. Somebody please correct me.
Is this preseason or what?
Yeah, preseason.
It's preseason, the time when you see a team showing.
So you know
showing.
What? This
is very important.
These games hold as much weight as a shopping bag of cotton balls, man.
It don't matter. Preseason or regular season is a gel time. You still get to see what you got. All right?
I know, man.
And what we got is a very decent team right now.
Okay.
All right? For the players that they picked up, it's decent.
We decent. We are
preseason
decent.
Preseason means a lot.
We're not going to the league, but I want jury, man.
You can't. But you can't say preseason a time for the players to relax and do nothing. Preseason ain't balling.
I'm not saying that.
Can I say something, bro? You're gonna tell me that an old Camby, an old Jason Kidd, and they believe it or not, they brought Jason Kidd so that he could teach homeboy, you know, to understand the game. You know what I mean? They brought him there for that. They didn't bring him there because he got legs. Jason Kidd ain't got the legs no more. Let's be real here.
That's what it is. It's going down, and that's how you look at it from a realistic point of view. I mean, we all Knicks fans. You know what I mean?
I'm a diehard Knicks fan, and I can't see him going to the old chamber,
you know what I mean?
My Knicks are decent, but my Knicks are not that good.
No.
I'm not looking past this year.
I'm definitely not looking past this year. You know what I'd be satisfied with? You know what? This team is a top four team. It's a home court advantage team. So now you go out there and prove that.
You're
one of the top four teams in the East.
Listen, they was that with Lynn, but a healthy Lynn, besides Miami, go out and prove it. A healthy Lynn, but Lynn is not healthy.
That's the whole thing. Lynn
you know
is
what I mean?
Lynn's like, playing ball right now. He is healthy.
He scored like 2 points the other night.
He's like two points. The dude is doing good,
and he's not. He's not. Bro. For the money that they're paying him, man,
oh,
you know.
Don't worry about the money. Listen, Dollars saved money.
Since when we started saving money?
I still remember us paying Clint Rice till 2006.
That's because Clint Rice till 2006. But you know why that happened? Because everyone was stupid and disrespected Pat, and the Knicks were dumb and traded him instead of letting him retire.
Let his contract expire and let that salary cap drop.
You said that right.
And then they can make moves. Instead, they tried to sign that contract.
I understand you, brother. Granted, with that contract, if Lynn would have signed it, they didn't have to pick him up that third year. That third year, they could have only paid him $6 million and let him go.
They were still mad at him for what he did last year in the playoffs and what he didn't do, man. You know what I mean? I think he could have contributed a little bit more than what he did in the playoffs last year, and to me that said a lot, and that kind of spoke volumes about what he was looking for. He was trying to see where he could establish his buck, get more bang for the buck. Jeremy Lin.
Well, bro, if you were sleeping on your brother's couch, you'd be looking for the buck too. Let's be real here.
That's the point about it. The Knicks put him on the map, so he owes the Knicks a little bit of something.
He just produced the money and ran the
money.
What man? What man? You know what to sign that contract?
He don't owe nobody anything. He don't. He didn't owe them anything.
He don't owe them nothing.
They
you said that right. Come on, man. You know when to sign that contract. I tell you what, oh, I would have signed that contract left and right.
Mm-hmm.
What? It's the Knicks job to match it. The Knicks could have matched it. They chose not to.
They chose not to because
you
they only knew that
money,
he wasn't going to match the contract.
I can tell you a lot of money they waste.
Because he wasn't that nice. He wasn't
dude,
nice
you ain't got
to
be that nice.
To demand numbers like that?
Hold on.
Not Jeremy Lin.
No, listen. Remember when Chauncey Billups came in
the
league?
The Lin Sanity and the T-shirts thing was to get it was got him over. That the people was they was tugging at people hard to keep him because of Lin Sanity and the nah.
Yeah. Hey, let him ride that. Let him ride that out of here.
We don't need no T-shirts. We got enough T-shirts already.
Yeah. Remember
Lin Sanity is dead, man.
Chauncey Billups, of course. You know Chauncey, right?
Yeah.
But Chauncey was with Boston. When Boston, Rick Pitino said he will never become a winning player because he was too selfish. When he got with Larry Brown in Detroit, Larry Brown taught him how to play point guard. And what did he come up with? What? A championship with Detroit. The man can ball. Like I said, you learn the game. The key is to learn the game.
I agree.
You think Michael Jordan came in dominating? No,
nope.
Michael Jordan had to learn the game, too. Until he started passing that ball to Scotty and Paxson and all
the
boys
the
on the side.
So
he and
dominated
BJ
the game
in
so
the
much he can palm
they
the
wasn't
ball
winning.
And travel and push off people, and the referees won't say nothing. But that's another story, though.
Yeah, it's a long story.
Yeah, that's the Michael Jordan win. Yo, GQ Palace in the building, man. You got the mayor in the building. It's a nice one tonight, man. We got 5 minutes left. Yeah, we get ready to get out of here, man. So I'm going to do what I do every week, man. Just do a little round table. Let everybody say what they got to say before we get out of here for a week. So who we got on the air with us? We got Jerome. You still with us?
Yeah, I'm still right here.
All right, we got Jerome in the building. Jerome, we're going to set it off, man. Just say a little something, man, before we get out of here, man. Let everybody see what they got to say.
Well, about the Knicks, like I said, since we're talking about the Knicks, I'm going to finish up on the Knicks. Preseason is exactly that, preseason. You see a little bit, but you don't really know what you have until it counts. So I still want to see. I think the Knicks at the point guard is a little too old, but it's time to make trades.
That's what it is. Malcolm. You got something to say before we get out of here, my dude?
Yes, sir. CT Finance here. Listen, by the way, Knicks, like you said, the Knicks and everything, he's right all about that. All we got to see is prove the point. When Raymond Felton come in, all I got to say is you'll miss Jeremy Lin when you see what's happening. That's all I got to say.
Mm.
You'll miss him later. You might not like him now, but you'll miss him later. I never said he was Chris Paul, but like I said, the man just did his job. And by the way, the Yankees are going to wind up losing this one, too.
Yeah, it's 2-0 in the bottom of the fifth, man. I see that. Yeah. King Dome, you still with us, my dude?
Yeah, I'm here. This is King Dome. Let's Talk NBA Basketball. Facebook.com. You can check me there with us, King Dome. You know what I'm saying? And I got over 26,000 people in there. You can talk to basketball as one of the biggest on Facebook. What you're going to see out the next, you're going to see less turnovers, more steals, more loss to the basket, and more second chance points.
That's what it is, my dude. So we got you locked down for. We gonna talk the West next week, though. We got you locked down for that. I want to shout out, man, my man, King Dome for calling and talking some East Conference basketball with us, man. We had a good time. Jerome
good
in the
job,
building.
Good
in the
good
building.
Job.
Mike's still in the building with us. Kia, thanks for calling. Thanks to the Super Sports Girl Erica for calling. GQ Palace Sports, man. We do it every Tuesday night. You got the mayor in the building holding it down. Shout out to TC, Get Better Quicker. Shout out to the whole GQ Palace unit. Lavina out there holding it down. My man Rich is doing his numbers and all that, man. So this is me. This is the mayor, man. Till next Tuesday, man. Once again, thanks King Dome, Jerome, Malcolm, Kia, Super Sports Girl, my man Mike. Till next week, man. This is the mayor. We out of here, man. Peace.
Peace.
Go Big Blue! Go Big Blue!